Let's talk to Edwin. Hi, Edwin.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist.
My question is about rifles and bullets. Some scientific friends of mine assured me that a bullet fired from a rifle held horizontally will hit the ground at exactly the same time as a bullet from a rifle held vertically, pointing downwards. Now, fair enough, I'm a linguist, I was rotten at science, but that seems to defy common sense. So can you explain it to me in words of one syllable?
Okay, this is quite a famous, it sounds like a mangling of quite a famous experiment. What the actual thing, which they should have told you, is that if you fire a rifle horizontally and drop the bullet from the same place at the same time, then they'll both hit the ground at the same moment.
So you've got a bullet in one hand, a rifle in the other, you fire the gun at the same moment you let go of the bullet, another bullet from your other hand. The two bullets should actually hit the ground
at exactly the same time. If there's no air, if there's no air resistance, this is basically, again, it's physics. If you imagine there's no air resistance, there's no lift, there's nothing complicating it. Basically, how fast you're going horizontally has absolutely no relationship to how you accelerate downwards. So the bullet which is moving and the one which is stationary will both accelerate downwards at exactly the same speed, so they both hit the ground at the same time. If you take a gun and shoot it straight downwards, then the bullet's going to come out of the end of the gun at several hundred metres per second. Second, it's going to hit the ground far quicker than one which you fired horizontally.
We did an amazing experiment at school, which I remember to this day, which shows how good that experiment was, the monkey and hunter experiment, where we had a sort of blowpipe with a piece of tin foil across the end of the blowpipe, which was making an electrical contact to an electromagnet that was holding a tin can at a distance. A ball bearing was put into the glass tube. You blow down the glass tube so that the ball bearing leaves the blowpipe, breaking the piece of foil in the process and therefore cutting off the supply to the electromagnet. So the tin can starts to fall at exactly the same rate as the ball bearing minute that the ball bearing leaves the tube. If all things are equal, i.e. the can is being accelerated down by gravity at the same rate as the ball bearing is being accelerated down by gravity, the two will hit each other. And they always do. And it's called the monkey and hunter experiment because the idea is if a monkey's dangling in the distance on a tree and the person fires a gun, assuming that there's no time taken for the gun discharge to reach the monkey lets go of the tree and starts to drop. The same minute the bullet leaves the gun, therefore the bullet's falling and the monkey's falling and they should still hit each other. And so it's a very elegant way of explaining that. Thank you, Dave. And a great question. Thank you for that, Cole.